Hi, this is Ollie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
Calling on her phone, I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright,
this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. I'm coming to you from Vancouver, BC. This is a station called CITR. Thanks to the news crew, as always, and another great show we have of Australian and Canadian music. And another guest today. We're really trying to roll through and get as many people to come into the studio as we can and to get them to play some tunes. So I'll tell you a little bit about our guest coming up a little bit later on. He is actually going to be performing at the Salish Sea Islanders Festival in Gabriola Island, which is taking place this weekend. And we've got two tickets to give away for free to that event. It's the inaugural event. Gabriola Island is close to Vancouver. If you feel like a weekend away, I highly recommend it. I've spent time there. I'm going to be there myself, and wonderful people are involved, and it's probably going to be good weather too. So, yes, the gentleman who's coming in, his name is Daniel Martin, and he's one of the performers. So he'll be in the last half hour of the show to play some tunes for us and just have a chat about his life here in Vancouver and what people can expect at the festival. But before then, it's time to get back to the sounds of the master. Yes, Nick Cave, he's returning. He's playing in Vancouver next week, Monday and Tuesday. There are two shows. One is sold out on Monday. The second show on Tuesday is still, there's still tickets available. And regretfully, we don't have any tickets to give away for that show. But as I said, you can still get there on Tuesday. But let's get into Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Periodically, we revisit this great band. And it makes a lot of sense given Nick's stature in the world of music and his incredible songwriting. And it's timely because the band are returning to grace the stages of the Orpheum next Monday. It's just so hard to choose which songs to play from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Let's get into a lesser-known song first up. It's a song from the Tender Prey record from 1988, which was a very early career high watermark. That album had the song The Mercy Seat on it. We're going to play you a non-single track. This is called Watching Alice. And apparently it's Nick's self-confessed paean to his fascination with voyeurism. So here we go. It's a beautiful track called Watching Alice from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Alice wakes, it is morning. She is yawning as she walks about the room. Her head rolls down her breast. She is naked and it is June. Standing at the window, I wonder if she knows that I can see. Watching Alice rise year after year. Up in her palace, she's captive there. Alice's body is golden brown. Her head hangs down as she brushes it 100 times. First she pulls her stockings on, And then the church bell chimes. Alice climbs into her uniform, zippers on the side, watching Alice dressing in her room. It's so depressing, it's cruel.
They are dear enough. Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh,
isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Hello there, this is Strand of the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. You're listening to us on CITR Radio. You could be on the dial at 101.9 FM or online at citr.ca. And the very familiar sounds there of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, very familiar to this show, at least. He is an Australian icon, one of the greatest singer-songwriters ever to, eventually leave the country and relocate elsewhere. He's based in Brighton, England, and he's lived there for quite some time now. And his current version of The Bad Seeds will be playing on Monday night at the Orpheum here in Vancouver. And we had two older songs there for you to give you a taste of what Nick sounded like when he first left the Bads, his original band, The Birthday Party, when they broke up. He formed The Bad Seeds fairly quickly, and one of his early albums was called Tender Prey from 1988, and we heard the track Watching Alice from that record. And that was followed by a song called The Good Son from an album of the same name, also one of Nick's early records. So I wanted to play for you two more Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds songs. Let's get a little bit closer to the present. And this is now 1992 with a song called Straight to You from the Henry Stream album. And I'm actually going to read a little bit from, I've got an old issue of Uncut magazine, and it lists a whole bunch of Nick's contemporaries are listing their favorite Nick Cave songs. It's 30 of them in all, and there's little synopsises or opinions for each one. And so this song was a favorite of a gentleman named Mark Riley, who sounds like he was a DJ in Britain and a former member of The Fall. So this is what he had to say. He said, I remember the first time I saw Nick with The Birthday Party at Rafters in Manchester in November 1981. He said in an interview that Funhouse by The Stooges and Slates by The Fall, the band I was in at the time, had kept him sane in Australia. So a few of us went to see them. It was a pretty wild set, which culminated with Nick unscrewing presumably red-hot lamp from above the stage and throwing it into the crowd. It whizzed past my ear and shattered on bassist Steve Hanley's shoulder, bassist from The Fall. We played with them quite a few times, and they were always eventful. One of the things I like about Nick is how he's managed to age with dignity. He grew up loving Iggy and Leonard Cohen, and as time passed, he was less the former and more the latter, writing some of the most beautiful songs of the last 20 years. At his best, his songwriting is equal to Cohen, and Straight to You is a brilliant example of that. It sounds like a classic Cohen song. So those are the words of Mark Riley, who was a former member of the band The Fall from Britain, and talking about how he loves this track we're just about to play for you, Straight to You. And it is a beautiful song. It's one of my favorites, actually, from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, from the Henry Stream record, which came out in April 1992.
This is the time. and the candle lit a gutters on the ledge. Well, now sorrow, it comes a stealing, and I'll cry, girl. Swinging from the stars, for the sea will swallow up the mountains, and the sky will throw thunderbolts and sparks straight at you.
Up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. He collected up some baby blasted mothers, they took their chances, and for a while he lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. Then he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs.
Lazarus, take yourself. Lazarus, take yourself.
City, he had to get out of there, and San Francisco, well, I don't know, and then to L.A., where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from L.A.
Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. Man, San Francisco, LA, I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back on the streets in New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
You're tuning into CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from the city of Vancouver, a university called the University of British Columbia. And two more songs from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds there. The classic, first up, Straight to You from Henry's Dream, 1992. And then we went to a more contemporary place there with the title track from Dig Lazarus Dig, which was, let's see, when did that come out? That came out in, I'm looking, flipping through this magazine here. It came out in 2008. And so I'm going to read you now. Kid Congo Powers, he is an ex-Bad Seed, and he wrote here in Uncut magazine, there was a whole bunch of Nick Cave contemporaries wrote about their favorite Nick Cave songs, and this is what Kid Congo Powers had to say about the Dig Lazarus Dig song. Dig Lazarus Dig is my favorite track. That song made me fall in love with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds all over again. Plus, it has a good beat, and I like to dance to it. I believe Nick has gotten stronger with time. For me, he's added another element to his recipe, too. He's become uplifting. So that's Kid Congo Powers, a former Bad Seed member, talking about that last song we played there, Dig Lazarus Dig. And Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds are playing at the Orpheum in Vancouver on the 30th. That's next Monday. And then also on the 1st, the second show, which there are still tickets for. And if you aren't into Nick Cave, I sure as hell am, but maybe your tastes go more towards this next gentleman we're going to be playing, also Australian and also in town as well, playing at the Rio on the 29th. His name is Pete Murray, and he's a bit more of a acoustic, you know, traditional singer-songwriter. And he was like kind of a pretty big deal back 10 years ago. He sort of came out of nowhere. What was unique about him was that he was a rising rugby football star, and he got badly injured, and he had to leave his sport behind, like, completely. And he taught himself to play guitar, And he just started to write songs, and he created his own indie CD. And the CD was called Feeler, and it came out in 2003, and it just snowballed through word of mouth, and he eventually became pretty big within a year or so. And I'll play for you the song that really put him on the map. It's called So Beautiful, and you can catch him at the Rio Theatre in Vancouver next, on the 29th, only in a couple of days' time. So here we go, here's Pete Murray performing the song So Beautiful from 2004.
Myself just the other day in the backyard of a friend's place, thinking about you, thinking of the crowd you're in, what you're up to, where you've been, just thinking. You know the clothes that you wear, the color in your, you tell me, why is it so? You're bigger than Mighty Joe. At least you think so. Got my fingers burned. Now when I think of touching you,
to bring
Welcome back to CITR Radio. You are listening to a regular show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. First up in the set there was Pete Murray going back to 2004 with his breakout song, You're Beautiful. And he is playing at the Rio Theatre in Vancouver here on the 29th in a couple of days. So he's touring here just before Nick Cave arrives. So two guys who have a very, very different sound, but both originated from the country of Australia. And after that was a brand new band from Vancouver, all-girl band called Frankie. And I played for you two of their live demos. So they've only been around for maybe less than a year. And they recorded some songs live off the floor at Spinmaker Sound Studios. And they're up there on Bandcamp, frankieband.bandcamp.com. So they actually had got in touch and are interested in coming on the show to play. So hopefully we can maybe set that up at some time. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. We're online at ozstrandedradio.com and Twitter at ozstranded. So I'll be right back after this break.
Falling down over me. He said, I believe in Jesus Christ, but I still don't know my wrongs from my rights. In this lonely life, now we're living it all, now we're living it all. So I gave to my last cigarette and said, yeah. I've had my friends and had my foes. I've cut some corners and God only knows I tried my best. I've loved and lost and paid the cost. I faced my fears, but still I'm lost in this lonely night. This lonely night.
I got home inside alone. your head up high and your feet on the ground. When the world it brings you down, keep your head up high and your feet on the ground. When the world
Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 12th from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th Avenue for over 50 great bands, including Grapes of Wrath, Ben Sinister, Humans, Lightning Dust, and a special performance by the Poppy Family, starring Susan Jax with members of the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, and Destroyer. Over 40 tasty food carts, hundreds of Vancouver's best vendors, and the new Desjardins Family Zone will highlight the day. Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 12th, brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
And you are listening to a show called Strand, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Local music there. First up was a band called Ben Sinister, a track from their brand new album, and then also the Shilohs with the first track off their brand new album. And both of those bands are playing at the Catalano Festival on 4th Avenue in Vancouver next weekend. But this weekend we have a festival on Gabriola Island close by. It's called the Salish Sea Islanders Festival, especially for the Canada Day long weekend, and it's the first time this festival's been held, with a whole bunch of great BC-based acts. It's very grassroots organized and run, and we have a guy called Daniel Martin, who is about to join us in the studio, and he is playing at the festival along with his act called the Goat Boys. So let's start out with a track from Goat Boys.
Try to find the middle of the A lot of hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Okay, you're tuning into CITR 101.9 FM. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. My name's Matt, and you heard a track there from a band called Goat Boys, featuring our special studio guest today, Daniel Martin. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, brother. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming down to the station, and you're one of the valiant people who hops on the bus coming all the way down, and I always value that in special guests to put the work in.
Yeah, right after work, out of a tree to the studio.
So you do something nature oriented then, I guess.
Yeah, I climb and I prune trees like a monkey.
That's yeah. I mean, today I couldn't imagine a better thing to be doing today as a job.
It was great. You sit up at the top of a tree and you're looking at the mountains, and it's pretty peaceful up there.
Yeah.
It's not so good when it's raining though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you'll be actually getting a lot of nature this weekend as well, because you're one of the guests at the Salish Sea Islanders Festival. It's the inaugural gathering on Gabriella Island at Twin Beaches Mall. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But first up, the track that we played there was called Merville by Goat Boys. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I have an older brother who lived in Vancouver for years, and they had a band called Slammin' Jack, and some of the members were from Merville, and my brother had his, it was called a love party, but it was more his like pre-party before his wedding in Merville, and there were so many amazing people there, so many amazing musicians, and I got really inspired and wrote that song. So every time I think about it, I wish I was in Merville.
Now, excuse my ignorance, but I'm not from around here. Where is Merville?
Merville is a small town on northern Vancouver Island between Courtney and Campbell River on the north side of the island.
Right, yeah, okay.
Northeast.
Oh, wonderful. I can just imagine, yeah. It must be beautiful there. Well, easy to be inspired in this part of the world at this time of year, as I'm sure you will be, at the Salish Sea Islanders Festival, as I will be, because I'll be there as well. Daniel, you've brought a guitar down as well.
Absolutely. I never leave home without it.
Yeah. Well, would you like to get straight into a song?
Sure. I'll play a song called Chances that I wrote last summer on the Yukon River. I decided to take a canoe and canoe most of the Yukon, and I had an old guitar with me, and this song was inspired by that trip.
Right. Daniel Martin, our special studio guest today on Stranded.
Shit on This is Asa Bilal, and you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Awesome live music here on the show. This is Stranded, and that was Daniel Martin of Goat Boys. Awesome song.
Thanks,
it's got quite an anthemic quality. has anyone said that before?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, never heard that one before.
Well, yeah, I found it quite catchy. And again, inspired by this part of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we did a 1,000-kilometer canoe trip, and I was pretty much in the middle of nowhere, and it was just on a beach with my guitar, and it was one of the best moments of my life, and that's what came out of it. And I did write another song that I'm not going to play you, but I found a whole bunch of fool's gold that I I filled up my canoe with a bunch of fool's gold and took it for about 400 kilometers and found out it was fool's gold.
It didn't weigh you down too much?
Actually, it did. A couple inches from the top, but...
Wow.
Maybe I'll play that one. Maybe I'll play that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, that sounds like the kernel of an interesting song, but no pressure, you know. But, I mean, is that a song that someone could find online?
These songs that you're hearing are going to be on my next record, which I'll be recording and releasing in the fall.
Oh, okay. All right, well, in the meantime, there is a SoundCloud link, Goat Boys Rock, soundcloud.com/goatboysrock. Yeah. And so, you know, you guys describe yourself as bluegrass rock party band out of Vancouver. What's the origins of the band?
Well, my roots are punk rock, and it's kind of hard traveling around with an electric guitar, so that's why I have this old hunker here. So then if you play punk rock with an acoustic guitar, it kind of sounds like bluegrass. And some of the musicians I've been playing with are super, super talented and some of the best pickers on the West Coast. So I guess it brought the folk out of me. And so now I guess it's a mix of punk rock and bluegrass.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's, yeah, it does sound fantastic. It does sound powerful enough with an acoustic. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have the punk spirit and it can take you anywhere. You don't necessarily have to have the Gibson SG plugged into the Marshall or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So, and what was that song again, the one you just played?
It's called Chances.
Chances, that's right. Yeah. Daniel Martin. And how long has Goat Boys been around?
We've been playing together. Kalo, who's the drummer, he's my best friend here on the West Coast. We've been playing together since 2006. And then we've had a handful of musicians join us, a handful of bass players. We continue to play after all these years. I've do a lot of traveling, so it's not a consistent band. But anytime I'm back in Vancouver, we always get together for a few shows and some festivals, like the one on the weekend.
So your travel, is that for work or for
music?
Often for music.
I've been on the road for a little while, I guess you could say, and it's always brought me back to the West Coast. I can't get away from it.
Then are you born and bred here?
No, or? I'm born in a small town on the Ontario-Quebec border called Cornwall. And I grew up in a little village, fishing village called Bainesville. And I left in 2002, and I hitchhiked out here to visit my brother, and haven't left.
Oh, well, excellent. Well, it's been British Columbia's gain to have you and your musical spirit.
Oh, thank you.
And the studio here today. I'd love to hear another track if you've got if you have it in you to play today.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and talk about the festival that's coming up this weekend. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to mention this now. This is a pre-record, and the reason being that I'm going to be at this festival tomorrow. And for folks out there who are interested, we do have tickets to give away to the show. Aaron, who is organizing the festival, has let us know that if you're interested, you could email. The first two people that email can get free tickets to this festival. OzStranded at fastmail.fm. That's OZSTRAND at fastmail.fm. And we'll hook you up. If you're in Vancouver, you know, you can get down there. And it's just a beautiful place, Twin Beaches Mall in Gabrielle Island. So, yeah. Okay, Daniel. Yeah, would you like to play another song?
Absolutely. I'll play you a song called My Everything.
As I walk around outside, I follow the trees and I breathe the air. As I go on with my life, I follow my dreams like I knew it was there. No place to get out. This is my world. This is my everything. Take a look at my soul. I can do anything. This is my world. This is my everything. I'll figure it out. As I walk around outside, follow the breeze. All I can do is just stay. And as I go on with my life, like a week in the knees, without a look of despair, there's an easy way out. This is my world.
Thanks again, Daniel Martin, for another live track here in the studio for Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And so that's another new one that's not anywhere recorded
no,
yet?
No, only here.
Yeah?
First time ever played on the radio.
I quite like, I've noticed actually, I've had a number of guests now, and I'm impressed with the amount of people who come in and do that. And I think it takes a lot of guts, really, to play brand new songs to the world like that, and it's cool. That one I could see that one being done with an electric treatment too.
Oh,
that's very
yeah.
punk.
That's a rocky.
What are some of your punk sort of heroes?
Well, I'd have to say Fat Mike of NoFX is one of my heroes. We'll say Dave Grohl of Nirvana and Foo Fighters. Also, most members of the Grateful Dead, actually. They've opened my mind musically with their ways and their community.
Hmm.
And, yeah, I'd say those are my big three.
Okay. And speaking of community, we do have a festival coming up this weekend that you'll be playing at. It's called the Salish Sea Islanders Festival on Gabriola Island. And as I said, I'm going to mention this again for folks who are interested. You can receive free tickets. The first people to email us at ozstranded@fastmail.fm can get tickets to go to the Salish Sea Islanders Festival this weekend. It goes from tonight, well, Friday, it's already started, all the way through to June, June 29th, that's a Sunday, at Twin Beaches Mall, Gabriola Island. And Daniel will be playing there with Goat Boys. And what can you tell us about Gabriola? Have you been there before?
Yeah, after I came back from the wilderness in the Yukon, I moved to Gabriola Island. And it's a beautiful little golf island. Just so many trees and so many lovely people. It's a little quieter than I would have hoped for. I'm used to the big city and the all the fun you could have here, but I was playing at a local open mic on Gabriola Island, and I had met Erin that night, and she really liked my song, so we kept in touch, and I got an email asking if I'd be interested in playing, and I told her that I didn't live on Gabriola anymore, but she'd still like to have us come play. So then we agreed. So we play Friday night. We play at 7:30 till 9, and then Saturday after the festival, there's an after party at the Skull Pub, where myself and the Goat Boys will be playing from 10 till close, which will be maybe one or two, whenever we run out of songs.
Mm. Oh, that's going to be fun, and I'll be there myself. By the time that you're listening to this, I would have already played. I'm a fairly new performer, and Erin has invited me as well. I'm really excited, and I'm playing on the Friday afternoon, which is after this has already been to air, because this is pre-recorded today, folks. So, magic. But it's good that now we know when listeners, you can still be able to get down for the Saturday as well to see Goat Boys there at the Skull. Another great band I'm a big fan of is Shed, and they're playing. Actually, I've got the copy of the poster here. Are you familiar with? I'm actually not too familiar with many of the names here. Are there any that you know of there?
Yeah, there's a few locals that. There's a few locals from Gabriel that I'm looking forward to hear. Sly Jones is actually a friend of mine. He'll be rapping. He'll be rapping one of the nights. And Miles Black is a friend of a friend. On Sunday there's actually a couple acoustic acts that I'm looking forward to as well. I think there's a reggae band that's closing out the night on Saturday night, which will be a good show. I think they're from one of the northern Gulf Islands.
Cool. Well, yeah, there's lots of acts here. I'll just read out a few. Kemal Evan, Andre Nobles, Beggar's Drum, Stefan Levesque, Island Roots Reggae, Paul Gelman. A lot of great music from this part of the world I'm going to experience myself there. We're talking about the Salish Sea Islanders Festival. It's the first time this has been held. It's a community-run grassroots Gulf Islanders gathering on the Canada Day long weekend, Gabriola Island. And just once again, if you want, we only have a couple of free tickets. So if you're the first two people to email, ozstranded@fastmail.fm, we can get you there. It's a quick ferry ride from Vancouver to Nanaimo and then across to Gabriola. So thanks, Daniel.
My pleasure.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. Yeah, and I think we have time for one more track too.
Absolutely, I'll play my Fool's Gold song.
Ah, it is. It's coming up. Fool's Gold. Okay, great. All right.
Heard about a gold rushing story someone down the creek. And I spotted some shiny as I stood and took a leak. So I picked up my old shovel and I filled up my old boat. So I took it right to Dawson to find out it was fool's gold. It was fool's gold. It was fool's gold. Let's head up to the Yukon to find me that mother load of fool's gold. Wish I never met you, wish I never saw your stinking ugly old face. Yeah, I was doing fine. Don't want your money. And whiskey is for one, and beer is for two. Don't want your money. And cheese. Let's get high, cause I'm getting old. So I headed to the hotel and I had myself a drink. I had myself a good time, was a good choice, don't you think? So I spent them $16 and I made myself a drink. And cried myself to sleep and dreamt about a whole creek around the bend. Full of fool's gold. Full of fool's gold. Head up to the Yukon, find me that mother load. A fool's gold, a fool's gold. Head up to the Yukon, find me some fool's gold. Head up to the Yukon, find me some fool's gold.
Yeah. All right. That's Fool's Gold by Daniel Martin, live in the CRTR studios, based on a true story.
kind of embarrassing, but that's all right.
Oh, perfect start for a story. You know, these things happen, you know. Imagine what that song would have been, though, if it was real gold.
Oh, man.
You wouldn't have even written a song. You'd be like, who knows? You would have been jumping up and down.
Yeah, who knows? You know? Who knows?
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Daniel. So yourself and the Goat Boys will be at the Salish Sea Islanders Festival at Gabriola Island all weekend. And in particular, you'll be playing pretty much right now. Friday night is when this show is airing, but also on Saturday at the Skull Pub. At what time?
We'll be starting around 10.
Okay. All right, so catch the Goat Boys there, along with other great bands, like a Shed from Gabriola Island. They're a favourite from this show. So, yeah, thanks so much, Daniel. And we can catch you online at, can you remind us again, we have soundcloud.com/goatboysrock.
Yeah, or my Facebook is facebook.com/DanielMartinMusic.
Yep.
And I have a YouTube song. If you want to YouTube, Hello Karma, Daniel Martin. That's another mm-hmm. one of my favorites.
Okay. And we might have time too if you have a request from any song, maybe a local artist or anyone that you know, or anything that comes to mind.
Well, I'm actually going to pick one of Canada's my favorite Canadian punk band. Called Gob. They're from the West Coast here. And I'm going to pick a song called You're Too Cool by Gob.
Okay, let's play that to end the show today. Thanks, Daniel Martin, for coming down. It's been
a pleasure, brother.
Yep. All right, so that's a track from Gob, You're Too Cool, and that's a request for our guest who is in the studio with us today, Daniel Martin from Goat Boys, who are playing at the Salish Sea Islanders Festival on Gabriola Island this weekend for Canada Day Long Weekend. My name's Matt. You've been listening to Stranded. We're at ozstrandedradio.com or on Twitter at ozstranded. We have African Rhythms with David Love Jones right after this. Bye for now.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kassler. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaalit Cis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This is a poem called The White Judges. We lived in an old schoolhouse, one large room that my father converted into two stories with a plank staircase leading to the second floor. A single window on the south wall created a space that was dimly lit, even at midday.
The only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Whoa. Ooh. 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 Yeah. There's a man on the corner raising a congregation, saying that he's the one, brothers and sisters, that's gonna bring us all salvation. Saying that he's the one to make a way for us. He's gonna do it with no hesitation. Saying, step in the line. Can you spare down? I heard him say, step right on up. How you to see? Jack it up. He gonna tell you what I see. Mm-hmm. A parasite is here. Ain't much difference in what he's doing. Good people from B&E. That's broken in England, you know that man is
stealing in the name of the Lord.
Say, God's gonna bless you.
Stealing in the name of the Lord.
Oh, oh. It's happening every day. This man will walk up to you and look you in the eye. Put his hand on your shoulder and tell you a big fat lie. He'll tell you, God's gonna bless your children if you put your faith in me. Then he'll pass the tray while the choir's singing, hear my God to thee. Uh-huh. Step in the line. Can you spare a dime? I heard him say, step right on up with you. Drop a buck, that man is
stealing in the name of the Lord.
That's time to spill your mind. He sits back in his easy chair and listen to your testimony. When that's over, he puts his hands on your shoulder, tells you, oh, forgiven. The man can't be cold. Ooh.